Good morning, Greg.
I was thinking too, and you're talking because you've got your players' welfare there hard. You know, we often hear the difficulties professional sports people, GAA players, have when they retire. You know, filling that void, filling that gap, that teammate camaraderie, the kind of stuff you see to some extent when people leave the army. You know, it's like, what's next? And I suppose really this to some extent has been enforced on everyone in one, you know, sharp shock.
Well, absolutely. I suppose when you're going to retire for something, you can pre-plan it. If you're leaving your employment after a long period, or even retiring from playing sport, you kind of pre-plan it. You know it's about to happen, but this is completely different, where it's just been a bombshell. Like last week, people were looking at training programs and game programs, etc. And as the week progressed, I suppose we went with it, and there was basically a blanket ban came in on Thursday and introduced, and we've gone with it completely. There's nobody has challenged it. We realised the seriousness of why, and we're going to try to, I suppose, look at the void that has been created by this, and how can we help to eradicate this now, and how can we play our part to it? And I mean, every man, woman and child involved in the GAA wants to help out and wants to be part of it, and it is certainly it's involving quite a lot of community spirit that maybe people have failed to recognise were there all the time, but it is definitely coming to the top now. And
you talk of that void, Mick, you know, there must be, or we wouldn't be talking about it, or it wouldn't be in the paper, there must be some reports of maybe clubs or inter-county teams arranging some training sessions, either it is to, I don't know, to dust off the cobwebs, or even, you know, in the absence of anyone else training, to get an advantage, or for whatever reason it may be. All GAA activity, if players want to go and run on the beach on their own, they can, of course, but all sort of organised GAA activity is banned. This is a blanket ban for the next at least 17 days or more.
Total blanket ban, and I can't emphasise that enough, and we've done it right into all the clubs individually, that there is absolutely no organised sessions, no group sessions to be organised. If players want to upkeep their fitness by going for runs or going for jogs or doing gym work, that's entirely up to themselves, but not in group situations. We encourage elderly people and elderly members of the association as well to go for walks and to stop them from cracking up. And you know, it isn't going to be easy after a period of a week cooped up in the house. And it ain't going to be for a week. It's going to be for longer than that. By the looks of it, and listening to our T-shirt last night. Then you know we're getting, if we are getting honesty, and I have no reason to believe that we're not, then we are looking at probably a month to 6 weeks minimum, and indeed we're looking well into the summer, and I don't think there's anybody trying to create any type of panic that's not there.
Okay, so say people start training and stuff and defy this, and someone, you know, I don't know, breaks a leg or tears a ligament, a serious injury, that in normal circumstances that injury benefit fund would kick in. Under this ban, they should take note that does not apply.
Then once we send out the letter last week, Greg, to all clubs, that was a blanket ban, that is a uniformed and a straightforward direction. If somebody says that they've continued training on their own and they've created an injury, then that's a different situation. We'll deal with each case individually, I suppose, but you know where the insurance lies with that. We have not been informed at this stage that our insurance company has ceased to be. So, I mean, there's no point in talking about something that we're not au fait with and that we're not up to speed with.
Well, I actually can just read a statement. This is from the one of the insurance companies. Should an incident arise during the current period and upon investigation it's determined that a club acted in conflict with the advice of health authorities, cover will not be provided by the liability insurance. That's public liability insurance as well, just in terms of grounds and what have you. But as you say, we need more clarification as it relates to the injury benefit fund.
There's two things I would like to maybe to pick you on that one. Is that a club, when we're not talking about clubs, clubs have been instructed.
Yeah, you're on about individuals within that club.
Individuals within the club, are they still insured to train on their own? Nobody has told us that they're not. And until such time as we're told that, and we will be passing that on immediately if we get that type of information, Greg, so there's no point in us going at it, but certainly something sure. we'll be watching out for.
And just in relation to the amazing work clubs are doing in stepping up in terms of community, and they're using their social media and stuff, and rightly so, to sort of offer supports and help in the community, and players and secretaries and what have you, if people need stuff dropped to them. And all that activity can continue, can't it? Because, of course, these clubs are just really the life and the lifeblood of many local communities. That kind of activity can continue, of course.
Well, I mean, we're looking at the directions that we're getting. Not alone are we getting it nationally down from the top, we're getting it from the HSC. The families are giving it to their parents and grandparents. You don't go out of the house. You're isolated, self-isolated. And people will do that immediately. And then all of a sudden, I suppose, what we're hearing back is that some of them are asking how long and what kind of isolation and how long is this going to take. And how do we get to the shops, and how can we go here, and the dangers of going there. And the dangers have been well expressed at this stage, that there's carriers out there that mightn't even know that they are carriers, and that the best I suppose, method to use here for elderly people, especially those with any underlying conditions, is to stay self-isolated in their houses. And this is where the GA clubs have decided to come together and work a system where if somebody requires any types of messages, any types of journeys that they don't need to take, that we can do on their behalf, then we certainly help them out with that, whether it's going down to get some logs or coal or whatever delivered. We can help out wherever we can possibly help out, and that can cover many, many different things.
Okay.
But what we want to do is to get the people to stay self-isolated, the vulnerable people, and we keep young people away from them, and it means grandkids coming around and being in the garden and the grandparents looking out the window, then that's one way of doing it without them actually being in contact with one another. But I mean, I would encourage that the people to even the people that have underlying conditions is to go out for a walk, even if it's only 100 metres down the road, 100 metres back. The exercise is important.
For sure, mate.
We will work together on this, Greg.
And we'll get through it, and we'll be back cheering on our local teams, and we'll be back cheering on Donegal in the not-too-distant future. We don't want to lose sight of that either. It's just we have to do the right things now, and then we can get back to doing what we love doing the sooner. And the more we react, the sooner we can do that. Thanks, Mick.
Okay.